Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they reach the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra, and I'm sick. Let's get into this, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 45th, highlighted 8 shows in the season finales and finished series section, and 2 of them wrapped in the last few days. Murphy, a dramatized sci-fi series from Ghostly Muse Productions, has reached the end of the first season. There are 6 episodes, giving you 5.5 hours of enjoyment. Season 2 is slated for late 2024. The Four Boys Club, a narrated thriller from Shariya Araya Kanojia, has posted the season 1 finale. It's been inspired by Stephen King's The Body and its movie adaptation, Stand By Me, and will only take you about 2 hours to listen to all 13 episodes of this season. And don't forget that trailers or snippets of audio for these shows are placed at the very end of this audio file, so keep listening.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. Up first is Dark Sanctum, a dramatized horror thriller from Mark Ramsey Media, LLC, and Realm. Now, this show is filled with top-notch stars from Hollywood, but audio itself is one of the stars of the series. As Mark tells me, audio is fundamental to my choice of stories and the way the stories unfold. Here's the trailer.
Welcome to the Dark Sanctum.
Where nobody would find it.
I'm going up there.
Don't you leave me.
Stay here. I mean it.
I hear them everywhere. I see them everywhere.
Oh, there is no baby. I don't have a baby.
Why did the oxygen mask just drop? What is going on? What's wrong with you? I know you're scared. I know, honey. I know. Listen to me. You have to listen to me now. Just do what I'm asking you. Please. Please just lock yourself in the bathroom, okay? Okay? Right now.
Gotta go, Alex.
And that is where our story begins. Our tale of the Dark Sanctum.
Dark Sanctum currently has a single season of 7 episodes that will take you about 2.5 hours to listen. Season 2 is slated for next March. My next recommendation is The Rat King, a dramatized urban fantasy thriller from The Shrill Collective. The story just gripped me, from the concept to performance to the excellent audio. It's great. Here's the trailer.
It's a long drive back to New York City. Beaches, bridges, cherry pits, radio shows, trials, and conversations. When they finally launch onto the Brooklyn Bridge, Daphne remembers that everything feels nostalgic and pretentious at the same time. The late summer light, the way words just hang in the air. The last few years have done a lot to her and to the country. But Daphne's ready to welcome the sight of her street, still filthy from 6 months of suspended sweepings. And it's still New York City, so it's hard to park.
Good to be home?
Sure, yeah, let's say that.
So this is Daphne. She lives with her partner, Kay, and their 2 children on the ground floor of a 2-unit brownstone in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood of Brooklyn. They enter through a gate under the stoop. Daphne says that the children immediately kick off their shoes, throwing themselves into the house like into a mosh pit, absorbed by their toys with a combination of mindlessness and fevered intention. But Daphne, on the other hand, notices something, almost right away.
It didn't feel like we were alone.
And you don't mean that poetically.
No. There was something else in there with us. I could feel it. Then, like a second later, Sash said he saw a mouse. I mean, he says things like that a lot. But Sai said he saw it too, and he showed me where it ran.
Sasha and Simon are Daphne and Kay's 2 sons. And Daphne says Simon never makes stuff up.
Yeah, he's very ethical.
So So at this point, Daphne knows with certainty an insurrection has occurred while they were away. And it isn't long before Kay calls her into the living room to purvey the black, seedy droppings along the back of the couch.
So the evidence is in.
Yeah. We kept finding more and more droppings along baseboards, in shoes, behind the coffee maker.
The mice had been everywhere while they were away. And Daphne can feel them watching her now.
Yeah, but I still kept telling myself it didn't mean anything.
Mean anything like what?
You know, I was telling myself that sometimes, whatever, sometimes mice are just mice.
It's a weird thing, Daphne says. Sometimes mice are just mice. And it kind of makes you wonder, if mice are only mice sometimes, what are they the rest of the time? Welcome, everybody. This is The Rat King.
The Rat King is a complete tale. You'll need about 4.5 hours to listen to all 7 episodes.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 3 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and one of them starts up again in just a few days. On July 17th, season 3 of Tower 4, a dramatized mystery thriller from 7 Lamb Productions, will begin again. It'll take you about 10 hours to listen to all 20 episodes of the first 2 seasons of Tower 4. Tick-tock. And that's all for this episode of The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 45th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I am a sick Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. Cheers. And the trailers. Murphy.
There are very little things that scare me nowadays. But I've always been terrified of the water. Good afternoon. I'm Detective Sergeant...
Jack Sherwood. After all these years.
Marilyn Murphy?
Jess Murphy, please.
What are you doing here?
Something tells me you think there's more to this investigation.
You're looking for... monsters?
I will warn you. It can get a little dangerous. Creatures even I have yet to encounter.
Can't all be real. Can it? What secrets are below the waves?
Do you trust me?
I haven't seen you in 20 years. Of course I can't trust you.
I'm not gonna let something happen to you. Jack!
What are we diving into?
Monsters, cryptids, the third kind. These creatures are real.
Where do we go now?
Whatever the monsters call, I guess.
Hello. May I ask what this is all about?
It's complicated.
Murphy, a dramatized sci-fi series from Ghostly Muse Productions, has reached the end of the first season. The Four Boys Club.
Charles Dickens might not have said, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times," in the context of 15-year-olds, but it surely strikes a deep chord. We all remember what it was like to be 15, don't we? On the edge of that chasm, beyond which lies the decadent world of adulthood. While some of us found ourselves running around like headless chickens, blind and aimless, others cruised through it, being their confident, secure selves. We were proud and pissed off, cocky and confused. The Four Boys Club, a series of short stories that follows the lives of 4 15-year-old boys, is my attempt to revisit the time that was both unforgettable and a nightmare. Part coming of age and part drama suspense, the podcast has been inspired by Stephen King's The Body and its movie adaptation, Stand By Me.
The Four Boys Club, a narrated thriller from Shreya Araya Kanojia, has reached the end of the first season. Tower 4.
My name is Mike Archer, and as of a few days ago, I've been firewatching from my tower in the Wyoming woods. What I thought would be an easy 5 months to myself to help me focus on my writing has actually turned into something completely different. I've heard some strange things in the woods and over my radio, including creepy whispers and classical music.
Are you sure you weren't dreaming?
That's Amber. She's in Tower 3. I'm in Tower 4. She relays all my information to the ranger station since I'm too far out. She's a nice person, but she doesn't believe the things that I've heard. I wasn't dreaming, Amber.
Well, I didn't hear anything last night. I slept like a toddler after a sugar crash.
Well, something strange is happening out here.
Like what?
I don't know.
Tower 4 is a new series by Seven Lamb Productions. This thriller follows a new fire watcher as he tries to uncover the mysteries of the Wyoming woods. But are there actually strange occurrences, or is he starting to go stir crazy? Visit 7lamb.com or search for Tower 4 wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tower 4, a dramatized mystery thriller from 7 Lamb Productions, soon starts its third season. That's it for additional trailers. Once again, I'm Evo Terra, who is still sick from the end. Cheers.